Hey!
I'm Rachel.
I'm Casey.
And this is the F Show.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, today I'm making salsa.
Yes, she is, and I'm ready to try it.
but other than that, I don't think we have anything too terribly exciting going on, so.
Tomorrow's my last day of grad classes.
Woohoo!
And then I'm going to Atlanta with my family
this weekend. Well, okay, Casey's pretty exciting.
Well, mean.
Well, more so than me. I'm making salsa, though, you know.
That's exciting.
So, yeah, today we were talking about, like, traveling. And then we were like, hey, we should talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah. And Rachel, we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, that's a good podcast topic. And Rachel goes, stop telling me stuff. We say it for the podcast. Like, okay.
I want to have this conversation organically. Since, like, yeah, we talked about, what did I talk about? Oh, I wanted to go to Ireland last time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, talk about places we've been, places we want to be, I don't know, airport food, airplane food. Yep, I don't even know what it is. Airport. Am I right? Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And trips in general, like, you know, whatever. Not necessarily exciting locations, because...
Yeah, not everywhere you go with your family is exciting.
No. So, okay, I feel like Casey's more well-traveled than me. I feel like we should start about, like, talking about places we've been or something.
Well, I guess I can explain kind of why I'm more well-traveled is because my dad was in the Air Force for 21 years. And before, like, he had kids, like me and my sister, he would go on, like, the big airplanes and, like, make trips to other, like, bases around the world. So he's been, like... almost everywhere, and he has, like, stories for every place he's been. He's got, like, a scrapbook of money from all the different places that he's been, and it's just ridiculous. And so he's, like, always loved traveling, and he grew up in Panama. And I guess, like, my mom was kind of just okay with it, because we always, like, usually at least once a year, or maybe every other year, we go on, like, a family trip. And this year, it's... for a reason, we're going to my cousin's wedding in Idaho, so, like, we have a reason to go there. But, I mean, it'll still be fun, because we got a big house for, like, all my dad's siblings and stuff, so, and it's in the mountains.
Do you usually go, like, in-state, or do you go, like, out of the country?
No, we've only been out of the country as a family once.
Oh, okay.
And that was to go to Panama to, like, see, like, where my dad grew up and everything and all that stuff, which was really fun. But, yeah, we usually keep it within the United States, because... going overseas is expensive, but my parents have, like, been able to afford to send my sister and I, like, both on separate trips to Europe.
That's so nice.
Yeah. It's fun. I suggest you all travel.
Well, my high school started doing, like, oh, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of places, I don't know, I always read about, like, my 1990s teen books about how, like, French Club would go... you know.
Like, to France?
Yeah, to France, or, like, the Babysitter's Club went there once. Not to France. I think they went all over. Definitely went to England. I don't know. Anyway. And
they would.
My high school started doing that, like, a year after I left. I'm like, oh, okay.
So did mine. My sister actually made it happen, because she wanted to go. Yeah, so she, like, went to, she had to get it approved by, like, the teacher, because you had to have a chaperone. Yeah. And then she had to get it approved by, like, the principal and the district or whatever, so.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it. But I had already gone to Europe by then, so, like, didn't really matter.
She's only, like, 30, so she's, like, my friend, but she was my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, does all the trips, and she was like, oh, you can come. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of, like, 17-year-olds,
yeah.
But thanks. And also pay however much money that costs. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, though, are the sponsors, like, the chaperones that went on my sister's trip, they go for free, because they're a teacher.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, that's why you're being a teacher. Okay, I see.
Yeah, because my first graders are going to go on
exactly.
A trip.
They can appreciate fine art and all that.
No.
Cool. Well, I have never been anywhere.
Yeah, you have. Rachel's been to a lot of states.
I've been to, like, most of, basically everything, like, east of the Mississippi. But, you know, that only goes so far. I want to go, I don't know.
You can only do so many exciting things, like, with your parents. Because I always want to, like, check out cool bars and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, You don't want to drag along your parents to a hip bar. I mean, sometimes you do, but, like, sometimes you, like, want to go out at night and you want to dress up, and my mom's always like, why did you bring those heels? I'm like, you never know what's going to happen.
I feel like, see, we don't do, like, a family vacation, like, destination kind of thing. We do, like, family vacation, so we're going to go to fucking Illinois.
To visit family?
Yeah.
See, we usually do, like, sometimes... Sometimes we do that to, like, go visit family, but most of the time it's just like, oh, we're going to do, like, a family thing.
Oh.
Like, go on a family vacation to not visit family.
Oh, God. No. See, I don't know. I'm just, I'm very picky with, like, traveling, or, like, with who I would want to travel with, I guess. Like, going with the family is okay if there's somewhere, if you go to, like, my grandma's house, she's a big, giant house, everyone can, like, if not have separate bedrooms, like, we have separate rooms, and someone can even, like, sleep on the couch. You don't have to be, like, in each other's face all the time. I hate getting, like, hotel rooms. Hotel rooms really gross me out, for one thing.
Really? I'm not usually grossed out. Like, I understand.
Nice hotels.
I understand being grossed out by them, but, like, I'm not usually.
It just kind of, it kind of grosses me out, and, like, I don't know. I don't like being... I like having alone time, so it's, like, when I'm, like, on a trip, you're on a trip, like, with people, you have to, like, be with them. So, it's very hard to, like, pick good traveling companions.
And I guess, like, I don't know, I've never had a brother, I don't, like,
you're lucky.
I don't mind, because sometimes we'll get separate rooms, like, my mom and dad will have a hotel room, and my sister and I will have a hotel room. And so I don't, like, mind, like, being with my sister.
Oh.
Like, I don't care. Whereas, I think if I had a younger brother, I'd probably get sick of him after, like, a minute.
God, yeah. It's easy, let me tell you. Yeah, so, I'm trying to think. Honestly, my computer keeps having little pop-ups. It's exciting. I'm trying to think of, like, the family vacations. We've only, you know, like I said, we've gone to Illinois. We've gone to Arkansas once. Ugh. To visit
Arkansas,
yeah. I mean, you know, if we ever did, like, vacations, we'd go to, like, Cocoa Beach, because my uncle used to have a condo there. That was cool. But
Which is a beach in Florida for all of our listeners who do not know what that is.
Like, by where they I can't think of the word launch. I was gonna say shoot off the space shuttles. Where they shoot the space shuttles from. Let's go over there. So yeah, I'm not really that well, I guess, and I've gone you know, up, like, the East Coast. I went on a trip to, like, Washington, D.C. and,
look at that nice cut.
Massachusetts. I did that, like, my freshman year. On spring break, which is a bad idea. I do not recommend going up north for your spring break unless you, like,
cold.
It was very cold. It was snowing. It was just bad all
I mean, around. People usually come to spring break for Florida, but unless it's an unnaturally warm year, you're not going to get... I mean, it's not warm for us. It may be warm for, like, people coming from
Michigan,
up north.
Yeah.
But, like, it's usually, like, in the 60s, and the water's, like, in the 50s, which is not, like, ideal beach water temperature. So...
Actually, this spring break, we went to Miami, and it was, like, 50 degrees the whole time. In Miami.
Oh,
it was... horrible, and, like, none of us really, like, we'd looked up the weather, we're like, there's no way. I don't know why, we just didn't believe it. So we didn't really pack for it. Like, it was, like, sweater weather, which I don't know where you're from, maybe not for you guys, but for us, it's sweater weather, and I had no sweaters, and, like, so I felt like I looked like shit the whole time, because I was wearing this, like, one jacket that didn't match with anything, and it was just a miserable, miserable trip. So, yeah, I'd recommend checking the weather.
Yep.
There you go. It was just unpleasant to, like, be outside, and we had to, like, walk everywhere. It would have been fine if it was, like, you know, in the 80s, but it was so cold. Spring break. Woo. So, yeah, what was that? I'm trying to think of any... I don't know.
Do you have any funny stories?
I have terrible stories. I hate Miami for many reasons now.
Yeah, Miami's not... I don't know. I feel like everyone's always like, oh my god, Miami's so cool. And I used to live near there, and it's just, like, a clusterfuck because people don't know how to drive down there.
Oh my god.
And there's so many people down there, and it was just, like, it's a completely different state, almost.
Yeah, it really is. It was beautiful, and, like, I loved all the, like, Art Deco, like, architecture. But, man, it was bad. I had just, like, a really terrible experience trying to find a bathroom at, like, 1 in the morning, which... Yeah, there was just, it culminated, there were tears, I, like, screamed at a cat caller, I sat on the floor in a subway and, like, cried. It was just some hotel, like, I don't know what he was. He wasn't a bouncer, but he wasn't, definitely wasn't the owner. He was, like, I guess, like, security, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't that good or that professional because he threatened to get a gun. Oh. So, yeah, it was terrible. And I was, yeah, I was saved by my boyfriend's Hindi language skills, basically. He was like, hey, he's like, Shorner is like, please, like, let her use this bathroom. I'm like, all right. And so after like an hour, I finally got to pee, and it was great. It was best time of my life.
Cool story, Rachel.
I told
about
you.
About peeing,
yeah. So I hate Miami. Also, oh yeah, we slept, like, there was like 18 people on that trip, and we got two different hotel rooms. So yeah, that was fun. Like, we slept like three girls to a bed and like air mattress, and it was just, I don't know. That wasn't a great trip.
College.
Yeah. The whole time I'm like, oh, I don't really know if I want to go. Like, you know, I'm not really feeling this. This isn't like my kind of thing. My mom's like, you know, you're not only going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to travel forever. Like, you know, you should take advantage of this while you're young, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll do it. And I got back. I'm just like,
do you regret doing it?
I mean, I don't know. It's over. Yeah, kind of. I like didn't really have fun, and I was like, I was like mean to everyone. I didn't mean to be, but I was like always hungry and cold and like tired, and I was just not having any of it. It's not like one of the biggest regrets of my life or anything, but like it would have been better off not going.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so now I have the same attitude towards people who are like, oh, you should do things while you're young. The same people who are like, when you're like, oh, I don't want to have kids, and like, no, you'll change your mind.
Like, no, I'm going to be doing fun things for the rest of
like,
my life.
You don't
what
know
the fuck
my
are
life.
You doing?
You don't know my life. So, yeah. Tell us about some of your trips, because I'm sure they're more fun.
Let's see. Oh, I don't know where to start. Okay, there's this one time. I think I was maybe, like, 8 or 9, and we used to live in Texas, like, near... Well, like 2 hours north of Dallas. And we went to go visit our cousins in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And that's a long-ass drive, okay? And at some points you're like, it's not really mountains, but you're kind of like driving through mountain-ish type landforms.
Hills,
yeah, like really big hills, I guess. And I really had to pee. And obviously you're like in the mountains, so there's nothing around you, so I had to get out and pee, like, on the side of the road, but thankfully my mom had a roll of toilet paper. Why am I talking about pee?
I was just letting the story go, take its natural course.
So anyway, yeah, that was funny. Let's see, I guess our most, like, recent vacation as a family was 2 years ago. We went to California because on my mom's bucket list was to be on The Price is Right, so my dad got tickets to The Price is Right. And we went to LA, and we, like, explored around LA for, like, 2 or 3 days, which is really cool. I really like LA. A lot of people don't, but I think...
I really want to go.
I think it's exciting, and just because I've grown up in, like, small cities, like, not super small towns, but, like, small enough that going to, like, LA or Atlanta is, like, a huge difference than from what I've experienced. So I really liked LA, and I thought it was really cool. There are a lot of cool, like, food places, and we went to shopping at, like, The Grove and stuff. And obviously we went on The Price is Right, which was fun, but I don't think I'd ever do it again because you like get tickets, but they don't guarantee entry because they only accept like the first, I don't know, like 200 or 300 people that show up. So we got to like the CBS studio at like 6 o'clock in the morning and we basically just sat there until they like started letting people in at like 10:30, 11 maybe. And then we sat there again in, like, these little rows of benches or whatever. And people that, I guess, interns at CBS started walking around and gave you, like, you know, the name tag, the yellow Price is Right name tags that everyone wears. And they had, like, a little teeny food stand open, like the tiniest food cart. And that's, like, where we ate for the next, like, 3 hours. My dad was like, man, I need to open one of these things because, like, they're guaranteed business. Like, you're there from 6 in the morning until, like, almost 3 o'clock, like, you're going to be starving if you don't eat. And then you went in, like, this little interview of, like, maybe 5 to 10 people with two of, I don't know, like, the producers or something. And they'd ask, like, each person, like, what's your name? what do you do, where are you from? And so, you know, I'm Casey, I'm from Florida, I'm a student at UF, whatever. And that's basically it. Like, they don't really ask you anything else. And that's how they choose, like, the people that get called up. There's, like, that teeny little interview. So, I don't know, it was weird. And then they finally let you in, and they, like, record it. And it's pretty cool to see, like, how they do everything. And, like, in between takes, as they're, like, getting stuff, like, the prizes ready behind the little stage or whatever. Drew Carey's, like, telling jokes and shit. So, like, he doesn't, like, disappear between takes. He, like, stays out there and talks and stuff.
I've actually never seen The Price is Right. So, what? Like, I kind of know the idea. So, like, I know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You need to watch 11 a.m. on CBS one morning.
I mean,
seriously. Okay, we watch that show, I'm not even joking, like, all the time. Like, every summer. And I just remember, like, my mom always had it on. And so, of course, like, you know, it's typical. Not typical, but, like, it makes sense that she would want to go on that show, because I just remember watching it all the time when we were little. So anyway, that was cool, and then we went to Disneyland, which...
Wait, she said she didn't get to be on it, though?
No, no, she, no one, none of us got called up, but we were, like, with the people that get called up, there's, like, four people, so they have, like, little stations right there, and we were, like, behind the person on the left, so you could see us, like, pretty much for almost the whole episode, which is cool. Yeah, and then we went to Disneyland for 3 days, which Disneyland was cool, but 3 days is way too fucking long, because there are only two parks at Disneyland.
What?
Two parks.
I was going to say, was it better than Disney World?
No, I mean, it's cool because Disneyland was the original Disney park, and it was like...
And it's not as... Huh, I didn't know it wasn't like as
It's in
big.
LA, like, they can't That's move, true. They can't expand at all, whereas Orlando, Anaheim. They're like, see ya. Oh yeah, Anaheim, but it's like, Freaking you know, Disney 20 World. Minutes out of LA.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have nowhere to expand. Really. But 3 days was way too long. It was cool because, you know, it was the original Disney, and Main Street and the Disneyland Park was, like, made after Walt Disney's hometown. So the history behind it was cool, but you could easily get everything done in 2 days. 3 days was too long because the third day we were like, okay, let's go on this ride again. Let's do this again. And, like, the Space Mountain at Disneyland is only one coaster, and Space Mountain at Disney World is the two going at the same time.
You know? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've been Space Mountain a long time. So, I mean, it was cool. They were still building, like, Cars Land and everything when we were there, so we didn't get to see any of that, but it's, like, Disneyland, and then the other park is California Adventure. I don't remember exactly what's in... Oh, the Little Mermaid ride. It just opened at Disney World, but it was already open at Disneyland, and so we got to go on that. It was cool. It was just, like, you're sitting in a little seashell, just kind of going along there, watching, it's, like, basically it's supposed to show, like, the scenes in The Little Mermaid. So you see, like, Ariel, swimming around or whatever, and then you see, like, her talking to Ursula, and then you see her and Eric in the boat, whatever. So it was cute. It was fun. Actually, we went, like, around my birthday, so I got the little Happy Birthday Casey pin, and all the workers were like, Happy Birthday Casey, whenever you walk by. So that was cool.
Oh man, that makes me really want to go to Disney World. Like, we went for 4 days. Actually, I forgot. That was a good family vacation. We went for 4 days one time, and, like,
dude, Disney World, like, you could go for a week and still have stuff to do.
Disney World's awesome.
So cool.
I gotta say.
So yeah, Disney World, Disneyland. Next on the list, Disneyland Paris. Actually, almost
while you were there,
I almost did, but everyone was like, well, it's kind of like the regular Disney World, and you probably want to do, like, other things in Paris. Like, there are other, like, things that you could only find in Paris kind of things. So it's like, yeah, I can save Disneyland Paris for another time. I had a very limited amount of time there, so. Yeah, that was a fun trip. That was our last, like, big family vacation. But, God.
Do you guys, okay, so do you fly out there then?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Driving?
Yeah. Well, yeah, seriously. Driving to, like, Illinois is 16 hours, if you imagine, to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which, I really want to go to Los Angeles. I really wanted to go to, like, college in California. Like,
I might move there.
Or to, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll visit you. I want to go to law school. That's what I want to do. But then, like, a year of it is the same amount of, like, 3 years here.
Ooh.
I got, like, a full scholarship too. So.
Yeah. I mean, my friend Hannah was there, and she's always like, you need to move out here. And I would be well qualified for it because I'm doing elementary education here, and I get certified in ESOL, which is like teaching English to speakers of other languages, which is probably something that they want in California. So I'd be cool with that. And I thought LA was fun. It'd be like a fun place to live right now, like at, around this age.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm... Find a hot movie. Yeah.
I tried to hard-boil eggs earlier, and Casey told me the wrong instructions, and I just want to let you know that they're not hard-boiled. They're disgusting.
They're soft-boiled.
Ugh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I thought that seemed weird. Ew. Those are two eggs. Keep talking.
I mean, I brought the other two eggs over the other night, so it kind of evens out.
Fair enough.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made a hot... You know, celebrity, make them fall in love with me. Then I never have to worry about expenses ever again.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically my plan for moving to LA. So, yeah, that's my LA story. That was cool. I wasn't 21 yet, so that kind of sucked.
Yeah, we should go. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm down. Yeah. Right now.
Right now.
It's $500. Bye. Bye. See ya. Actually, we'll do this podcast on the plane. So,
yeah.
You guys are going to come fly with us. Hope you have your passport if you're not from the United States. Actually, my friend Hannah, really funny story. I keep talking about her. Maybe I should give her a different name so it doesn't sound like I'm talking about the same person.
I noticed last podcast was like my boyfriend. But, like, not that many people are in town right now. So, like, yeah. I hang out with you.
I mean, I have very few friends that I actually, like, really like, so.
I hang out with, like, 5 people right now just because, like, no one's in town or, like, they're all, they're out of the way, so.
Anyway, our friend Lisa was going to L.A. and she was going to go hang out with Hannah for a little bit. And Hannah was like, I am actually the dumbest person in the world because I thought, our friend Lisa lives in Pennsylvania. She goes, I was like, I really hope Lisa exchanged her currency before she came here. Okay, maybe that was just funny to me. But, like, she's just going from Pennsylvania to L.A., like...
They might have different money, German money or whatever they have.
Hannah's just silly. She's silly. Anyway. Yeah.
Traveling. We're watching House Hunters International, and I've, like, never seen it.
She's into it now.
But, I always see people on Tumblr, like, hate vlogging it, basically. I was like, I want to watch this. I'm like, yeah. I got really mad. Nobody picked the houses that I wanted.
And they're always like... Oh my God, this is so small. This bathroom's so small. This kitchen's so small. Like, what do you fucking expect? You're not moving to America, the land of giant things.
Oh, the land of the free? It was disappointing. Are the kids really going to stay in the same room that long? Or, like, you want an office separate from the house. I'm like, I'm not buying the house. Calm down.
No, she was like, why are they doing this?
I was very upset, so... But yeah, that happened. Let's see. Talk about when you went to Paris.
I don't want to, like, be talking all the time, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have any experience.
The summer between my freshman and sophomore year of high school, we had a French exchange student for a couple weeks, and she invited me to come visit her the next summer. I was like, oh yeah, okay, let's do it. And my parents were like, okay, you have to pay for it. And that's basically how I got my first job at the age of 15.
Is that even legal?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe so,
I'm just a lazy 15-year-old.
Yeah. I started working at 15. Just kidding. I worked as a hostess at, like, this really chill restaurant for that entire year. And I got enough money to, like, pay for the plane ticket, which was, like, $1,500, $1,600. Which is, like, a big fucking deal for a 15-year-old, I feel like.
Big deal
not
for
to,
me.
Like, toot my own horn, but, you're buying, or you're not like you're spending a lot. You're not spending, gas or anything at 15, but, I mean, a lot of 15-year-olds like to go shopping, and I basically just didn't spend my money at all. Anyway, I got enough for the flight, and then my parents were like, oh, surprise, you can use all that for your spending money. And I was like, oh my God, $1,500! So I went and visited her. She lives in Bordeaux.
Oh, see, I didn't know you went before you went with school.
Yeah. She lives in Bordeaux, which is, like, in the southwest corner of France, like, kind of near the Spain border. And I hung out with her for 3 weeks, and it was a lot of fun because I was basically, like, a French teenager. So I was staying with a French family and doing, like, all French stuff, whatever. And, I had only taken, like, a year French. But my French 1 teacher, like, had me in her classroom during lunch for, like, a couple weeks to teach me, like, stuff ahead. So I would be, like, ready. And, like, we spent a week It was just us, like, her and, like, eight of her friends at her friend's grandparents' house in the mountains in the south of France. And it was, like, in the Basque region, which is, like, where Spanish and French people mixed. And mm-hmm. so their, like, dialect was different than, like, the original French dialect. And that's like, the only region where they actually, like, wear berets.
Oh.
But it was really cute because it was, like, a teeny, tiny town. And we went into town every day to get, like, baguettes and, like, pasta and stuff to make for dinner. And there was no, like, internet or TV or anything. So we just, like, hung out. And it was really cool. So anyway, I came back and I was like, dude, France is awesome. It was so cool. Like, that's basically when I started drinking. Because no one gives a fuck about the drinking age over there. Like, as long as you look like you're old enough to drink, they don't care. Like, they don't ID anybody. You're supposed to be 16 to drink wine and beer, and then 18 to drink liquor, and like, we're drinking liquor. No one cares. So
speaking of, I'm going to make a drink. I'm a better podcaster, and I'm drinking. Do you want one?
A tiny one.
I don't know what I'm making yet, but okay.
Okay. So anyway, I came back, and I was like, France is awesome, like, drinking's cool, but not, like, you know, in an alcoholic kind of way. I don't know, like, a 16-year-old, like, I don't know. So anyway, when I got back to French class, like, I was in French 2 the next year, and I remember, like, the two of the French teachers talking, and I wasn't, like, doing my work or anything, I was just listening to them, and all of a sudden, one of them, she said, in French, she goes, Casey understands everything we're saying right now, doesn't she? And I turned around and I was like, yep. So, like, being there, I was only there for, like, 3 weeks, but, like, just being surrounded by the language improved my, like, ability to understand vastly. So that was really, really cool. We did go to Paris, but it was only for 2 days, which was, like, not enough time at all to do anything, but we, like, went in the Louvre for a little bit and everything, so that was cool. Being, like, a part of, like, the real French culture was really cool and very beneficial to my language skills. And then the last summer, I went on a study abroad program with my university to be an intern at an international school in Paris for 2 weeks, and I was in a kindergarten classroom. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, I switched. That one has a lot in it.
Thank you. So I was in a kindergarten classroom, and there were kids from, like, all over, and it was a very prestigious international school, because it was, like, a bunch of kids of embassy people and stuff, so it was really fucking expensive, too. It was 33,000 euros a year for one kid.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably more than dollars.
Yes. So it was really cool, and we actually went, like, at the perfect time, because we got both Tuesdays we were there off. One was for, like, a Catholic holiday, because the school we were at was technically it was Catholic school, but they didn't really do anything Catholic. And then the other one was for May Day, which was May 1st, and it's, like, their Labor Day kind of thing. And it was just, like, really amazing being there and, like, exploring, and we went to, like, the Louvre for a really good amount of time. We went to Versailles. We went to Sacré-Cœur, which is, like, the big church, the big white church. And just, like, walking around everywhere, like, taking the metro, and, God, I always think of, like, before you get to each stop, the metro would say, La Défense, La Défense. And she said it in, like, it wasn't, like, a real person, it was, like, a recording, but she said it with, like, such a particular, like, what, like, inflection. I don't know. We would always sit there and, like, say it. Because it was really funny. So that was really cool. And then after the internship was over, which was really sad because I had a lot of fun and I would really love to go back and teach in Paris. But you can't because you have to have a new passport, so that sucks. I went to stay with my dad's friend in Italy, and she lived in Vicenza for a week. And Vicenza is like an hour northwest of Venice. So I stayed with her, and she was, like, living the dream, because she is, like, in her 30s, not married, no kids. She has a 4-bedroom apartment, and it's paid for basically by the government, because she works for the Department of Defense, and she, like, teaches at one of their schools there in Vicenza, and she's fucking living in Italy.
That's awesome.
She's, like, in Europe, and it's so easy to travel around Europe, and you already live there. And I got to visit the Department of Defense school that she worked at, and it was, like, brand new, super nice and super cool, and I got to, you know, hang out in some of the classrooms. I was in a kindergarten and second grade class, and it was a lot of fun, and I went to Venice for a day. It was kind of a sucky day because it was super raining, and it was kind of chilly, but, I mean, I ate a shit ton of pizza. That's why I'm kind of over pizza now, because, I had so much pizza in Italy, I'm over it. And, of course, pasta. I had a lot of pasta. We also went to Verona, which is where, Romeo and Juliet were supposed to take place.
Where we lay our scene.
Yeah. So we... What?
Sorry. I said in Verona, where we lay our scene.
No. From what?
The first line of the play.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway. So we, went and saw, the balcony that, Juliet was supposed to be on and everything. And that was cool. Ate a lot of pasta there, too. Where else do we go? And somewhere else, I don't remember. Anyway, I was there for a week, and Italy was pretty fucking cool, and I ate gelato pretty much every day. Gelato was delicious. Not the same as gelato here, though.
That's what my roommate said. Actually, I should have waited for her to come back. She could have done a travel episode. She goes all over the place. She's in Italy right now.
Yeah, sorry, I've been talking for a really long time.
No, whatever.
Sorry.
Fine. I'm not done. Yeah, she goes to Italy, her best friend's family, lives in, has, a big giant house in, Sicily, and, so she went there, this summer, she went there 2 summers ago, and she went to Brazil last summer, so she just, travels all over.
Rude.
She spends, all her money on, going to, electronica concerts and traveling. So she has, a fun life. But, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm, taking over this podcast. But it's okay. I'll let Rachel talk after this. So, after the week in Italy, I went and stayed with my dad's friend in Germany. And this was actually, a friend and his wife I had met before. So I already, knew them. And so I got to Germany, and it was really, I really, really liked Germany. I was in Frankfurt, and Germany is, very modern. They're very, prideful in what they've made their country now. Because they're, super modern. They're very, into technology and everything. So, Frankfurt, the best thing was the beer, for sure. I know Rachel's not a beer fan, but, oh my god, I had such good beer in Germany. This was, during the summer, though, so I couldn't go to Oktoberfest. But the person I was staying with was planning on going. It's I'm so jealous. But anyway, we went to Heidelberg, which is, a little teeny town that has a big castle in it, and we went and got to explore the castle. Wait, was Heidelberg? I think so. I'm about to look it up, because I'm not sure. So we went to two different teeny towns. And then another one I can't remember the name of, but it was, on a river, and we went on, a little boat tour down, part of the river. Yeah, that's right. And got to see, all the little castles that was there, that were, along the river. And, that's the castle. Okay. And also they had, a lot of wineries along the river, but it was weird because it was, on hillsides. So the grapes were growing, on super steep hills. And we saw, the little machines that would pick them. It would be, on, a flat part of the hill. And then the machine would, lower itself, from, a rope or something, and go and pick the grapes, because it's, too steep for people to be on it.
I was wondering how, people would do that, yeah.
So that was really cool. Heidelberg was, the castle that we went and visited, and it's, they call castles Schlosses in Germany. And it was, a cool castle, because it was originally built in the 1200s, it looks like. But one of the, kids, one of the, princes or whatever that lived there, he got, betrothed to a British princess or something or other, and he figured out what she liked, and so he added a section of the castle that was built after the where did Shakespeare do this place?
The Globe Theater.
Yes, the Globe Theater. It was built to mimic the Globe Theater because she really liked Shakespearean plays. And, so there were, elements of, German architecture and then, English British architecture. And that was cool. But then, the castle, got under fire Like, it got had a huge fire some time ago, and so now it's basically ruins, which kind of sucks. But, I mean, it's still cool to visit and think, like, someone fucking lived in this castle. This is, like, huge. So, yeah, that was cool. And Germany was fun. Did some shopping. German? Okay. Let me talk about dudes. Because dudes in Paris and dudes in Italy are basically, like, models. Like, they know how to dress themselves, which is, like, godsend compared to the fucking idiots that you see here in the United States. Like, they look like fashion models because they're wearing all the right clothes. They're wearing, like, the right accessories, the right, you know, everything matches. It's not just, like, flip-flops and seersucker shorts and a polo t-shirt that you see here. And they just look, like, amazing. And I was so, like, in shock. Every single guy I feel like I saw in Italy was, like, a fucking model. And then you get to Germany, and they're wearing those stupid cargo capri pants. I'm not even joking. Like, capri pants. Not
shorts, capris.
Yes, capri pants. And they're, like, not the norm. Like, they're, like, the swishy material. Like, when you walk,
it makes the... Oh, God, like windbreakers?
Yeah, kind of like windbreakers. And they're wearing, like, the stupid sandals that look like Chacos, which I think are really ugly. If you wear Chacos, you're stupid. I think they're ugly. Sorry. And fanny packs. And I'm just like, dude.
They were like actual German
people. Oh. I mean, maybe the tourists were wearing fanny packs. But like the actual...
Is that like a trend?
Actual German dudes just like don't know how to dress themselves or something. I don't know. Some of them had some cute faces and some of them I was just like, whew, this is nothing compared to what I saw in Italy and Germany.
It's good to know. Good to know.
So yeah, and then I came back home and I was like, this sucks. Well, why am I in Florida? But yeah, it was like an awesome trip. I did a lot of things that I never thought I'd be able to do. Like my journey from Italy to Germany, I had to change and take 4 different trains. And 2 of them were in Switzerland, which was absolutely beautiful to go through. Like I spent most of my time just looking out the window because it's just crazy.
Most of my dad's mom's family is Swiss. It's my people.
Maybe I saw your family there, out in the windows. So yeah, I was like super nervous about, you know, changing trains in 3 countries where I didn't know the language of. But I mean, I survived and it was a lot of fun. It was super like liberating. So I was traveling on my own most of the time and loved it. I loved it.
Well, damn.
So that's my story.
My life is boring. Oh, I'm also really attached to Switzerland more. I don't really care about my grandma's, but well, I care about my grandma, but not Swiss ancestors. I had to do a report on it in 4th grade, so I'm super attached to it. So, I don't know, like, I remember, like, weird shit about it. Between here in Switzerland, I'm like, yes, the capital is this, and the currency is this, and, like, I don't know.
Well, the currency is not the same as it was in 4th grade.
No, it's not. The capital's still Bern, though.
I had a train change there.
Oh, well.
Brig and Bern were my 2 train changes in Switzerland.
Yeah. I like more, I'm like better to talk about like where I would want to go.
Go for it. Do it.
Oh.
No. Okay, now we're going to talk about where we want to go, and I'm going to let Rachel talk for at least 10 minutes, because I've talked for the last 10.
I don't know if I can go that far. It's not even like where I'd want to go, it's like, it really depends on like who you go with, because I feel like I'm someone who like likes to be by myself, and like, I like certain people, but I can't take certain people for a long time. So, I was telling Casey, like, there's, like, 3 trips I've taken on with, like, 3 different boyfriends, and, like, each of them were terrible.
The trips? Not the boyfriends?
Yeah, well, no, it's just, like, I don't know, if I'm, like, with someone, just someone for, like, even if it's, like, a long week in, like, 3 days, like, I start to go crazy. I'm, like, I need to be by myself, I need you to go away. So, like, I'd like to, like, go on a trip with, like, a friend, even, or something, but, because I'd be kind of scared to travel by myself, but I have to pick the right person, I think. My best friend, actually, she went to Tennessee, she drove by herself, she, like, I don't think she'd ever, like, driven out of state by herself, she went to, like, visit some friends, and she, like, drive up in the mountains and everything, she's like, oh, God, no, that's terrifying. So, I have to find my perfect companion first. But yeah, I'd really like to go all in Europe. As we talked about, I talked about Ireland last time. I'd really like to go to Ireland and like Italy, Switzerland, be nice, Spain.
Everywhere, basically.
Everywhere! I think it'd be cool to go to India and Indonesia, which I did a report on in fifth grade. So, let me tell you about Jakarta. Yeah, I think Indonesia would be cool to go to. I always wanted to go to New Zealand because of Lord of the Rings.
They actually opened one of the set, like the Hobbiton. Yes, yes.
Yep. It's still there?
Yeah, they opened it as a bar restaurant place.
That's
or something,
so cool. Okay, I definitely want to go there. Oh, this reminded me. Yeah, they had to take. I remember I used to watch the special features, and there was I think it was I forget what the name of the town was, but the main one in Rohan, they had to promise the government that they would take their set down and leave it exactly how they found it, because it was a national I think it was an important landmark, the hill they put it
interesting.
On interesting yeah so that's cool that they still have some stuff there. New Zealand. I'm trying to think around the globe. I don't know, basically everywhere. I want to go to Costa Rica. That would be cool. I always want to see some sharks and go to South Africa. I mean, I think it'd be really cool, but I'd feel weird if I want to go on a safari or something, but I'd feel such a
tourist.
Just an American white person, yeah. Just being oh, look at those rhinos with my fanny pack and stuff. But I still want to see it. I really want to go to Hawaii. Also, white person tourist. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really want to go.
I had pineapple ice cream at the Dole Plantation.
Amazing.
That's really good.
I always wanted to go to Alaska. I was obsessed with Alaska when I was younger. Now I don't know how much I would want to go because I hate cold weather.
My mom wants to go to Alaska, but she is the type of person that gets cold if it's below 80 degrees.
Yeah, me too.
And this year was her 50th birthday. Don't tell her I told you that. And my dad was okay, let's pick, let's go. If you want to go on a cruise to Alaska, let's do a cruise to Alaska. And then I came home, raving about Germany, because I really like Germany. And then she was maybe I want to go to Germany. And my dad was Casey! He was super mad at me, because he was trying to get her to decide. Long story short, she still has not decided, and her 50th birthday has passed. So, I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
Man, I really want to go somewhere. Anyway, I don't even care. I'd like to go to, all 50 states. My grandparents, they travel a lot. And they have, magnets from everywhere, and I used to, put them on.
We
do.
You should see our fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Covered in
magnets. I'd, make a map of the states, from the magnets. But they're all, obviously, they're not, to scale, so never
fit,
right? I'm trying to think where. I went to, the farthest away place I've ever been. It's pretty sad. Well, I've actually been to Texas, but I don't remember that. Because I was, a baby. It was, New Hampshire and, Vermont. It's, the farthest way I've ever been. It's pretty far when you're in Florida, yeah. But still pretty sad.
I mean, it's pretty far considering some people I've heard who have never left the state of Florida.
It's very weird to me.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think just some families value traveling over others.
Yeah, or some are more compatible to travel.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, it's not always, you don't always have the means. Obviously, we certainly don't have the means to, go to Europe or something. Or, fly the entire family somewhere. We usually drive. But, I don't know, for, one person, I'm just holding out. I want to, go to law school immediately, make a bunch of money. That's how I'm imagining it. Graduate, and, a shower of $100 bills would just pour on top of me, and then I'm set for life. I think that's what people think happens when you go to law school. Everyone, I've been talking to, I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure that's so true. So.
She's still got time to figure that out.
Yeah, but basically can't really do anything until then. So that's fun.
Yeah, same. I still have another year of school, so gotta wait. And then, going into the real world, it's not as a teacher, I'm going to be making a lot of money to fuel my want to travel overseas. But I'm hoping to teach internationally, which would help me get to new places. Also, if I went to Europe, it's a lot cheaper to travel once you're there, within Europe. So
true. Well, you have to look up flights, months in advance, like we did. My October Ireland trip, that's totally happening.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. So, places I want to go to is also everywhere, basically. I really want to travel everywhere. My dad's been to, everywhere, as I said earlier. And he has really cool stories of, eating at this restaurant in Kenya, and he tried zebra and crocodile and snake and stuff, and he's been to a lot of different places, and I'm pretty much inspired by that. He hasn't been to Australia, New Zealand, or China, so he doesn't have any cool stories from there. But he's been pretty much everywhere else.
I want to go to Japan.
Oh, yeah, Japan would be cool.
Yeah.
Although, I did see, like, a post on Tumblr the other day about, like, the subway situation in Japan, where, like, pretty much everyone's getting on it at any given time, so it's completely packed, and I'm super, super claustrophobic, especially in large crowds of people. Like, I will start having a panic attack. So I'm not sure I'd be conducive to the subway situation here. But I do think Japan would be really cool to visit. South Korea, I think, would be cool, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think my friend just went to, she lives in India, but she just went to Hong Kong, and she said it was, like, amazing. She's like, everyone looks like they're from, like, a damn magazine just walking down the street. She's like, we should go together, but we have to step up our style game first.
My cousin just spent a year in China. I'm really jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of picky with my eating. Rachel can attest to that. So,
I'm surprised. Are you going to eat the salsa? There's tomatoes and onions in it.
I like the juice.
Oh, okay. Well.
So I do the juice. I don't, like, pick out the tomatoes and onions parts.
Sorry, I made it chunky, but.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So that's the only thing that worries me about traveling is, I don't know. I'm kind of picky. But, like, I know, like, my cousin tried, like, fried bugs and shit. That's disgusting.
I used to be really picky. Like, I still am. There's certain stuff, like, I don't eat. Like, I won't eat. Okay, today I don't like cream cheese or anything. But, I don't know. If I know what's in something, even if it's, like, different than I usually, like, try. As long as something I don't like isn't in it, I'll probably eat it.
You can't tell me. Like, if there's onions or something in it, then I'll eat it.
Love onions.
So you don't, just don't tell me.
Oh, see, yeah.
And I'll try.
That's true, too. Like, I really like this sauce from this restaurant until someone told me there's mayonnaise in it. And I was like, oh, God.
What sauce?
I don't know what it's called. It's orange. It's from Yamato.
Oh.
I feel like
I'm yum-yum sauce?
Yeah, basically. My roommate's like, oh, yeah, that's, just like, I can't eat it. It's made of mayonnaise. I was like, what? Do you know how much of this I've eaten? So, yeah, that was an unpleasant experience, but, you know. I don't know. I'm getting to appreciate, like, different kinds of food more.
I'm trying. I was never a huge fan of fruit for some reason, but recently I've been getting snack packs of apples and grapes and watermelon, and so I've been eating that, trying to expand. I can't do berries yet. I don't know. It's,
really?
It's something about the texture. I don't like.
I can't. I was never big on vegetables. I know a lot of people who can't eat
bananas. See, I like vegetables.
People who can't eat bananas because of the texture.
Oh, like, I know. If I smother it in peanut butter, I can eat it, but just, like, the taste makes me gag.
Really?
Yeah.
I like bananas when they're fresh. Like, I can't, if it's not, if they didn't just turn yellow, like, I can't eat them. I put them in a smoothie, but, like, oh, mushroom bananas are the worst. And I'm kind of allergic to them, so.
Oh, should we talk about food now?
I guess. It's a food podcast.
Okay,
now.
So our travel stuff is over.
Yeah.
We want to go everywhere, basically.
Yeah.
We would like to fund
Casey
our...
will bring her peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and a lunchbox with her. And her fanny pack, wherever she goes.
Listen, I don't eat just peanut butter and jelly, okay?
Just kidding.
I can usually find something on a menu that I'll eat. As long as it's translated into English. In a country that I don't speak their language.
My grandma went to a my grandma's one of these people, this Swiss grandma, is one of these people who... I don't know, she's just very, she, like, hates being embarrassed, so she does something wrong, she'll just act like she meant to do it. So she went to a Mexican restaurant one time and ordered, like, papas fritas, and the waiter's like, are you sure you want that? And she's like, yes, yeah, I want that. Like, she had no idea what it meant. Like, I don't know why she ordered it, but she did. Instead of asking him what it meant, she was like, yeah, I want that. And so it came out, and obviously it was french fries. And she was just like, I had to act like that's what she wanted all along, and, like, ate her french fries in her Mexican restaurant. So... That made me think of you.
Of me?
You just said you don't, or I guess you made me think of her. If you don't, the menu item is in English.
Oh, I mean, so. I'll ask if I don't know.
Though that's good.
I'm not like that.
That's good. Yeah, so, I don't know. I've been more adventurous lately. I feel like this is a really boring podcast. I feel bad.
No.
We're just having a, like, conversation.
So we can talk about alcohol.
I mean, I always want to talk about alcohol. Yeah, I don't know, foods. I like pizza. I'm, like, have the taste of, like, a 10-year-old, because my favorite food is probably pizza.
And you make fun of me.
It's pretty sad. Like, I don't know. I've been really into margarita pizza lately. It's the best.
Trader Joe's. If you have not tried Trader Joe's and there's one in your area, go to it.
Yeah. Well, the margarita pizza from there is not my favorite, absolutely. But oh, it just good.
Made me think of Trader Joe's.
No, yeah, it's good. Yeah, Trader Joe's is good. I don't know.
I don't know why I said talk about food, because I don't have a very fine taste palate either.
Oh, I don't have, like, a refined one. I'm like, I like pizza and steak and, I don't know, rice.
Burgers.
I don't really like burgers, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I once every, like, 8 months, I'm like, I really want a hamburger! Until I have to go to a restaurant and, like, get, like, a big one. No, I don't like fast food, like, hamburgers. I'll have to go to, like, a sit-down restaurant and, like, get a hamburger. And then I'm like, this is great, it's delicious, I love it, and I don't want another one. 4 months. Like, I haven't had one since November, and I'm not really feeling it anytime soon.
I had sushi for dinner today.
She did.
The new place in town made today, like, International Sushi Day or whatever. I don't know if that's true, but it was, like, $5 for any sushi, so it's like, yeah, I'm totally getting some, so I made a custom roll, which is awesome.
She told me there's cream cheese in it, and that's why it made me think of that. It's like, nope, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a terrible idea. I love chocolate. Chocolate is the love of my life. That's about it.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with chocolate, actually.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of chocolate. I like it in a magic shell format.
Yeah, we just had magic shell.
So.
Straight up.
It was great. Not straight up. We mixed it with ice cream, but. Yeah, so I guess we can be done with this for the night.
You think?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll have more cohesive topics next time.
Yeah.
I tried to, like, put up suggestions, and no one responded out of...
Did you turn on our ask on the Tumblr?
Not on ours. On mine. I put it on mine. My personal one, which people usually talk to me.
I meant, like, on the F Show Tumblr. Well, like, have you turned any of that on?
I will. I think I did.
Okay.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, give us suggestions. Yeah, hit us up on that one, the F Show Tumblr, which is the-f-show.tumblr.com, or our personal ones. Hit us up. Let us know what you want us to talk about.
Yeah, because this is, you know, we want to...
We don't really go see movies, so...
Interest the people, yeah.
Movies doesn't help.
I actually think our last podcast was pretty good. It was just really, really long.
Yeah.
So, listen to it in parts. But it was enjoyable, I thought. So we'll think of something next time. You should tell us some things to talk about. But yeah, thanks for listening, if you still are.
Thank you. Signing out.
Signing out.
Bye.
Okay, bye. It's Rachel.
This is Casey. Bye.